model Jackie with us on the show tonight, Mr. Philip H. Anselmo. How are you, my friend?
What's happening there, you strong woman, you? What's going on?
It's great to talk to you. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, darling.
We are here to talk about Philip H. Anselmo and the Illegals. The album is called Choosing Mental Illness as a Virtue. It's more of a collaborative than the last one. Why did you want to change the creative approach to this one?
Honestly, it was getting to know my guitar player, Steven Taylor, a whole lot more. And he and I and Blue working really closely together over the last handful of years. So, and he's a very, very on-point guy as far as knowing what you're looking for, being able to interpret the script, so to speak, and add in, you know, incorporate his own thing. And it makes sense. So he's an awesome dude to work with. And then, of course, from there on, I met Mike DeLeon and Walter, and they were awesome. And also, I got to say, man, right off the bat, that DeLeon was a contributor right off the bat. And it was good. It was really, really close to as on point as it possibly could be, and you know, but that relationship of jamming with those guys came along really smooth, and they are tight as heck and fun to jam with. So yeah, man, it's once again, this was a couple years ago for us, but we still get together as of, I guess just a couple months ago, we had a jam session. So, you know, we try and keep it as fresh in our minds as possible. But, yeah, man, I like this group. I like the cohesion. And it feels strong. It feels really strong.
Philip Anselmo with us on the show tonight. We're talking about the new release from Philip H. Anselmo and the Illegals. The album is called Choosing Mental Illness as a Virtue. It's out now. Here's the title track on Full Metal Jackie Radio. Full Metal Jackie, Phil Anselmo is my guest on the show tonight. There's a new Philip H. Anselmo and the Illegals album. You're also working on new music with N Minor. What makes you so driven to always be making music?
That's all I know how to do, man. That's worth it. Honestly, you don't want me working on your truck or anything. So, I mean, really, if I could get paid for watching horror flicks or something, that'd be great. But, you know, I got to write songs, and it's interesting. I am more than... I can say that I'm happy right now to be such a blatant free agent. That much of it feels good, but for me, it's like there's always a lot more work, a lot more ground to be covered, and a lot more stuff that I have that needs to come out. Man, I'm still sitting on piles of just shit. You know, anyone, I guess, that would be interested at all in, like, having somebody's library or something like that, like, one day I gotta just dump it out there. So I'm trying to leak it little by little with each band, and whether it be a contributing riff from the 90s on the newest Illegal record, or something from N Minor that I've written that's been with me, like, in different phases of my life since I first had a guitar when I was 9 and 10 years old. So it's like, you know, getting this, I guess, musical informative out there it's important to me. But at the same time, you know, right now it's super strategic because it's really under the guise of different bands that this music is coming out in trickles. Old music that, once again, it's like I'm sitting on piles of the stuff, and it's like I'm trying to be very poignant about where I set it and put it and place it, but eventually I'm going to get frustrated and just dump it out in its rawest form anyway, so, you know, we'll see.
Phil Anselmo is my guest on the show. It's Full Metal Jackie. Going to take a quick break. Coming up, going to check out new music from the Black Dahlia Murder. We've got Josta's weekly pick from The Pit with Jamie Josta, music from Suicidal Tendencies, and more with Philip. Stick around. Full Metal Jackie, Philip H. Anselmo with us on the show this evening. Phil, given the number of bands and music projects you've been involved with, you're always making music. Do you also devour other people's music nearly as much as you're making your own?
I go through phases, and it's funny you ask me that. Like, right now I'm having a dry patch of nothing, really. It's like there's no specific music I guess aching to hear, and then there's no certain music aside from the general ones that I'm not, I guess, a fan of the genre. You know, it's like nothing turns me off really either, unless I just don't flat out like the music, you know. So it's like I'm going through a very rare period where nothing's good, nothing's bad. I'm kind of indifferent right now to music. Therefore, I think very open-minded right now. I'm not closed down. I didn't say I was shut down. I think right now would be a great time to be either turned on to something that's going to just annihilate me, or let it rest. And of course, you know, like anything natural and any amount of staying power, you know, I want something to come along organically and whoop my ass, you know, kick my ass into the dirt again. So that's great, you know. That was a real good question right there, Jackie, especially at this particular time, because I was thinking about that this morning. I'm like, man, you know, I'm not really into anything particular. I love a whole lot of different bands, and I was also thinking about bands that I don't ever really give enough props to over the years, but the list isn't long enough, so it's like, anyway, yeah, man, a little bit of reflection here under the Anselmo roof.
It's Full Metal Jackie. Still to come, Josta's weekly pick from The Pit, also music from Watain, Black Sabbath, the Death Clock Brutal pick of the week coming up later on, and of course more with our guest, Philip Anselmo. Full Metal Jackie, Philip Anselmo is my guest on the show tonight. And Phil, you're a very strong lyricist. When you're coming up with musical ideas for a song, how quickly do you know what the lyrics should be about?
Oh, man. I would say that is a very interesting question, because I find that in one song I can cover a whole lot of ground. That doesn't necessarily have to be about one particular thing. And I paint myself into it's not a corner, it's a position, because it's like every single line of a song, starting with the title itself, whether it be every word or the entire sentence, they all have double meanings, triple meanings, several different meanings. They could mean all kinds of things. You know, it just depends on the listener's point of view. And really, that to me isn't my very intention every time I write a song is to paint a picture, but let the listener interpret it, you know, really. And that's whether I'm being direct about something or not, you know. I guess depending on the mood, I guess I would say, yes, sure, let's discuss it, or depending on the song, you know, because once again, I think most of them are so interpretable on so many different levels, on so many different areas of life. Any listener may find themselves that I think they could find their own meaning. And it's always interesting to see someone or read someone's interpretation of things, because it always it's always a million miles away from where my mind was. But what that does is add to the lore of the whole thing. So it's amusing, man, really. So big props and keep the questions coming, man. It's good stuff.
It's Full Metal Jackie. Phil Anselmo is my guest tonight. We're talking about Philip H. Anselmo and the Illegals' new release, which is called Choosing Mental Illness as a Virtue. It's out now. Quick break coming up this hour. The Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week. Also, new music from 36 Crazy Fists. We've got Black Sabbath next. More with Phil. It is all on the way. It's Full Metal Jackie. Phil Anselmo is my guest on the show tonight. And Phil, you were often viewed as a hard and serious young man. More recently, we've seen your thoughtful and funny sides too. What made you more comfortable about showing different sides of your personality?
I think I've always been pretty honest about it, you know. I just happened to be in a particular spotlight growing up through most of my adult life. You call me a young man. I will be 50 this year. You know, I'm on the wrong side of the good stuff. So it's funny because I can look back, you know, and I have lived a heck of a life, and the love that I get from people is so genuine and so meaningful to me, because I want to address this briefly, because a lot of people will always say, and they know who they are, because a lot of people say it, but they always say, Phil, I know you've heard this a million times and et cetera, et cetera, but it doesn't matter. It's like when anyone, a fan, a person, a one-time fan who's grown up and now has a family, and it's like, you know, I've been around doing this for 30 years, so it's like there's all walks, you know. It's interesting, you know. I'll get the 60-year-old guy, and then I'll get the 16-year-old person, you know, and it's like, I don't give a fuck who it is, man. It always means something to me. It always feels righteous. It always feels good. It's always a compliment. I don't see myself in some elite group or anything, man, because I really, honestly, in my heart, am freaking so much so still just a freaking fan myself. I am a music nerd that I can't accept this mantle of whatever, legend or idol or supreme rock, God, bite my tongue, the rock star term. I don't feel like that dude, man.
Philip Anselmo with me on the show tonight. The new release from Philip H. Anselmo and the Illegals is called Choosing Mental Illness as a Virtue, and it's out now. Got to take a quick break. Up next, new music from 36 Crazy Fists and the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week. Full Metal's Jackie, Phil Anselmo with us tonight. And Philip H. Anselmo and the Illegals, Choosing Mental Illness as a Virtue. Philip, the possibility of some sort of Pantera reunion always seems to be on fans' minds. It always comes up. Everything else aside, why would a Pantera reunion be important to you personally?
You know, Jackie, I discussed the fans earlier. And as a guy who puts zero expectation on every single record he's ever done, and that's just a habit, and that's just the type of guy I am, I would have to take a look at an honest and pure want for the event, number one, and then evaluate it from there. You know, it's the fans that matter. And you ask me why it would be important to me. Well, I always tell fans that it's a two-way street. You know, people come up to me and thank me. Well, you know, right back at them, because the band doesn't choose the audience, you know. It's the audience that chooses the band. So really, you know, like I say, it's very much a two-way street. So if there's any want or need for such a thing to occur, then that would be the only thing that could drag me in such a direction, because honestly, I am perfectly fine with where I'm at right now, because I'm on a journey. You know, there's a lot of different records I want to make. There's a lot of different music I want to touch upon, and none of it has anything to do with Pantera. But once again, I do know that, real talk, you know, Pantera is, as far as my life goes, as far as just me, you know, if I'm looking at the big picture, Pantera is a huge part of that big picture. It's the biggest part of it. It's the biggest part of it. We sold the most records. We were the most popular band that I have ever been a part of. So, you know, to ignore that fan base, or to deprive the fan base, if this fan base really wants such a thing, that would hurt my heart. You know, I wouldn't want to do that. But once again, also, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. You know, just keep plugging along and be honest and play honest and just be who you are and make music and move forward. And that's what I'm all about, man. But as far as what you're talking about, you know, I say let the fans dictate. And put it this way, if the fans said yes, then consider me ready to go. If the fans say no, then consider me very comfortable where I'm at.
It's Full Metal Jackie. Philip Anselmo is my guest. Quick break. Stick around, because there's more metal on the way. It's Full Metal Jackie. Philip H. Anselmo with us. You can pick up Philip H. Anselmo and the Illegals, Choosing Mental Illness as a Virtue. Phil, is there going to be any touring around this record?
Yeah. It's a little bit up in the air right now. I wish I could give you a clearer answer on this, but I can't really talk about it, man, because it's a topic that's up in the air, but it's a medical issue. It's no big alarm. It's no big thing, but it's something to where if I can get a procedure done then if an opening happens, then I'm going to jump on it, and the recovery time's very short, so it's nothing to be alarmed about. It's just something that I want to happen. So, you know, hey, and improve me. So, you know, I can always use that. You know, anybody can use it, but especially me.
Well, I hope everything...
I'm not on that, but definitely expect some shows. Absolutely.
I hope everything works out, and I hope that you're okay.
Yeah, man, I'm all right. Same old deal. Same old grind. I've done it before. I'll do it again.
Is it your back stuff again?
It's not really... It's the sciatica. I'm just going to get a little pressure taken off, a little relief. It's an outpatient thing, but it's... like a waiting game, so it makes everything, you know, it's like it could be from now till March, you know, before I get the damn thing done, and it doesn't necessarily freeze things, so
God.
Once again, it's frustrating, but it's where I'm at right now, but I guess at the end of the, if there's any light at the end of the tunnel, it's like once I get this procedure done, then, gosh, and ultimately, if I get this procedure done and everything's as successful as I want them to be, then, man, talk about recharging the energy, the old batteries. That's a big, big recharge of the batteries. Trust me, that's a good thing.
Well, I wish you luck and good health and. You know, good luck with this record, and hope to see you again real soon, Phil.
All right. Thanks for having me on the show, Jackie. Wonderful, wonderful interview. And much love to you, and stay strong and keep fighting the good fight.
It's Full Metal Jackie. I bring you the metal for 2 hours every week. Thanks again to this killer rock station for continuing to allow me to do so. Find me on the web, fullmetaljackieradio.com. Twitter and Instagram, I'm at Full Metal Jackie. And if you're on Facebook, find me at Full Metal Jackie 666. Leaving you off with Faith No More tonight. See ya.